It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
If you're a celebrity and you're an actor, I think you should have something in your house that you pray to Netflix and Amazon every day.
Okay, why?
I think you should wake up and just thank God that there's a Netflix, an Amazon, an HBO Plus, a
like
Disney.
A shrine.
A shrine to them, right. Mm-hmm. Because there's actors getting big money for movies on these platforms. Because before, if you're talking about an actor making $30 million on a movie,
yeah,
that movie better bring it.
Right.
Because you got to not only cover his paycheck, you got to cover his co-stars, and the list goes on and on. There's no way they're going to make that money back.
Yeah.
So somebody like Daniel Craig, he's going to be filming 2 Knives Out sequels.
Oh, my God. So he just told us this week, not us, but he just told the world that he's not leaving any money as an inheritance to his kids. So whatever he's making, he's given away before he dies.
How much did he get, do you think, for 2 movies? 2 movies on Amazon.
I am going to guess he got... Okay, let's see. Adam Sandler got $250 million for 4 films. So if it's 2 films, I'm going to say $75
million. $100
million. Oh, I was going to guess that.
$100 million for 2 movies on Amazon.
That's crazy. I mean, that's an amount of money that I can't even get my head around.
Because there is no way Knives Out, if it came out in a movie theater, would make mm-hmm. $50 million. It wouldn't do it.
Right.
There's no way. So,
right.
Wow. They got money. Okay. So, The Rock, he's doing a movie called The Red One.
Mm-hmm.
$50 million.
I know. He is like the most gift guy. He is the most followed. He's one of the wealthiest celebrities. I mean, The Rock he's one of these quiet celebrities. We don't know we don't follow his dating life. We don't follow his personal life, but he just keeps cranking them out. Fast and Furious, all of his, you know, all the wrestling stuff he used to do, all the movies he's doing, he produces stuff. He's like a quiet millionaire who's going to probably become a billionaire in the next couple of years.
$50 million for 1 movie. Will Smith is coming out with a movie called King Richard.
Okay.
$40 million.
See, that surprises me because so far the movies that Will Smith has made for Netflix have not done well.
No, that last one was horrible.
Right.
Horrible.
Exactly. That's my point.
Denzel Washington, he's doing a movie called The Little Things, $40 million.
He's earned it. He deserves it. See,
there's no way that movie is making $40 million at the box office. Not going to do it.
Right. Which is why, listen, Netflix and Amazon are multi-billion-dollar companies. They have this kind of money. That's nothing to them.
Mark Wahlberg, he's doing a movie called Spencer Confidential. And I think it's on there right now.
Okay.
And I went, nah, not going to watch it. He got $30 million for that. $30 million. He can buy more watches.
Jesus.
$30 million.
That's such a crazy. And you're saying that because so when Wahlburgers opened a Wahlburgers in Long Island, Anthony and I went to Wahlburgers and sat down with Mark Wahlberg to promote Wahlburgers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great interview with him. He was so sweet and so nice and really fun, but he was so cute. He was wearing just a simple t-shirt, a pair of jeans, and like a $50,000 Rolex.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm going, wow. Well, he did pimp it though, because he showed up to the interview in a helicopter.
That's true. He flew in to the parking lot at Wahlburgers in a helicopter.
Pimp. That's pimping. Okay. Jennifer Lawrence getting $25 million for a movie called Don't Look Up.
Finally. Okay. Now, she's an Oscar winner. She's beloved. She's done tons of movies that people love. She's a huge following, and she's only getting $25 million. That's insulting. I feel like that's a little sexist.
Okay, Julia Roberts getting $25 million for a movie. Who's paying her $25 million to do a movie?
Okay, that explains it. So we haven't heard from Julia Roberts in years. I was like, is she even still on this planet? Like, where is she? What is she doing? She was like off on the farm with her twins and her gorgeous husband. Suddenly, she's everywhere. Every time I open up Page Six or the Daily Mail, they're like, Julia Roberts spotted with her hot husband holding hands on Fifth. Suddenly, she's everywhere. So I was like, she's cooking. Something's going on. Something's happening with her.
They're
something's
paying cooking. Her $25 million to be in a movie we've never heard of. So that's why they're trying to put her everywhere. Sandra Bullock, what has she been doing? Well, she's doing a movie called The Lost City of D. And they dropped $20 million in her lap.
So The Lost City of D, Brad Pitt is also in it, and Daniel Radcliffe.
And she's making the most money.
Yeah, she's making more than Brad Pitt and Daniel Radcliffe, because she's the star. It's about a romance novelist, and she's the romance novelist.
Ryan Gosling coming out with a movie called The Gray Man, $20 million. Chris Hemsworth playing Thor again, I guess, for Disney Plus. But they shacked out $20 million for him to do that.
It's Disney Plus.
I know, $20 million.
You're talking about companies that are worth hundreds of billions of dollars. This is nothing. This is like you saying to me, can I borrow $20? And me being like, well, that's a lot of money, but I can lend it to you.
Brad Pitt got $20 million also to do Bullet Train, which is a movie coming out. Michael B. Jordan, Without Remorse, he got $15 for that.
I love following his career from The Wire to where he is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I remember like when he was a kid, I was like, this little kid's really talented. And then it's just nice to see. I love when you see a kid that's super talented and Hollywood doesn't like chew him up and spit him out. It's the opposite with him. He's an action star. He's handsome. He appeals to like women of all ages, men of all ages. Like, he's the perfect star.
He's a really good actor. Tom Cruise, how much did he get for Top Gun? Now, this is interesting because I thought he would get a lot more than this for Top Gun. The new one.
Wait.
That's coming out. Maverick.
Oh. So you want to know how much he made for the original Top Gun?
No. For this one. For Top Gun Maverick, how much did they pay Tom Cruise to be in this movie?
It's estimated to be somewhere between 12 and 14 million.
13 million bucks.
He's a huge action star. Top Gun is kind of a classic movie. You know, why only 13 million when everybody else is getting so much more? But I think it's because they have to weigh how much people who watch Netflix and Prime and Disney like them. You know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is like one of the most beloved actors on the planet. People love him. Mark Wahlberg, people love him. I don't think people love Tom Cruise anymore. I think he has an audience. His movies are solid. They're all good. I just went and rewatched the whole Mission Impossible series. Mm-hmm. It's a good series. Those are good movies.
Very good movies.
Yeah, they're superficial. They're not like deep or anything. It's a lot of like, you know, blow shit up. But, you know, sometimes I like a blow shit up situation. So
I thought this would be higher too. Keanu Reeves, The Matrix 4. He's getting 12 to 14 million.
I love that we feel bad for Keanu Reeves only making $13 million.
I don't know how he's going to be in that movie, because his character died in Matrix 3. So I don't know how he's coming back.
Well, but maybe that's your answer. Maybe he's hardly in the movie. Maybe he's in like two scenes.
A movie that's going to be huge, Dungeons and Dragons. Chris Pine is in it. He only got $11.5 million for that.
Isn't it a little late for a Dungeons and Dragons movie?
Yeah, they should have had that, I don't know, 40 years ago.
I mean, I remember when I was a kid and like Garfield was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And then like 20 years later, they're like, Garfield, the movie. I'm like, wait, what? you're 20 years too late on this.
Yeah, but my kids loved it. So, and last, I was surprised by this. Robert Pattinson, how much did he get for Batman? I don't think these movies are ever coming out. So wasn't he shooting this 10 years ago?
Yeah. I'm guessing not that much, because again, he's not that popular. He just isn't. He's a good actor. He's adorable. He was really cute in the Harry Potter movie that he was in before he was, you know, a vampire. But I don't know. I'm going to guess less than 10 million.
3 million.
Yeah. You know, you got to go with what people are, what their quote is. You know, whatever your quote is, that's the thing. Sandra Bullock should make a lot of money all the time because she's won Oscars and she's, you know, beloved. And it's probably really hard for a lot of these people. Like Tom Cruise is a good example. Somebody that's normal, that normally makes $30 million a film, to then go take $12 million for a film, it's almost an insult. Not that $12 million isn't a ridiculous amount of money, but when you're used to making a certain amount of money, that feels like a diss.
But we know Top Gun is going to make movie. It. We know Top Gun is going to make money because it's got a built-in audience. But a movie like King Richard for Will Smith, $40 million, that has no audience.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I don't understand. I know that people love Will Smith, but he's not done a really, really good movie in a long time.
Right.
Just do Men in Black 9. Give us more Men in Black.
He wasn't even in the last Men in Black. So
that, true.
That was the problem. Never stop doing that movie.
Yeah.
He wasn't in Independence Day 2. Why were you in that movie?
I know. What were you so busy doing that you couldn't be in a movie that made you famous?